This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on December 7th, 2017. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The next matter, fiscal year 2017 annual FOIA report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Robert Kahn will be coming up and making a brief, give a brief overview. Right here, Robert. But if I could just recognize the hard work that the Administrative Law Division has done this year in the FOIA realm in particular, where we had a record number of requests, a record number of closures, and also a record number of appeals to handle. So my kudos to Robert Kahn, Kate Higginbotham, Candace Sally, Chris Mealy, Hannah Hussein, Steve Hajar, and Pat Washington. And also Peter Hahn just left us, but he certainly did his fair share of the work before we drove him out of here with that workload. And I'll give you, I think I owe it from a legal perspective that, yes, the Moldovans have left. They're no longer here. So I want to be the third person to say that at this meeting.
Mr. Chairman, I think they had about as much of this as they could take.
I can see they were just kind of looking at their watch and going like, this is America.
I wanted that on the record. So, Mr. Kahn?
All right.
And if they're still gone, what do you say?
Mr. Chairman, thank you for having me here. I know I presented this to you guys some time ago, so I'm sure that you may have questions, and I'd be happy to answer them. But to reemphasize what Greg said, during fiscal year 2017, the agency received a total of 150 FOIA requests, and we closed 134 FOIA requests. Both of those are records for a year for the agency. We also received a total of 8 appeals in fiscal year 2017 and closed 9 appeals because there's one left over from previous year. Those are also records. The 154 requests was an increase of 16.3% from fiscal year 2016 and a increase of a whopping 64.8% over the number of requests in 2015. And in terms of closures, it was an increase of 15.5% from FY16 and an increase of 65.4% from FY2015. And just to give you a quick snapshot of where the FEC stands in comparison to government-wide stats, and obviously currently, because nothing is public for FY17, I'm just going to be comparing our FY17 to the government calculated by DOJ stats for FY16. But for the simple requests, the FEC's average response time was 14.5 days. Government-wide, it was a little over 28 days. For complex requests, the FY2017 FEC response time was an average of 97.2 days. Government-wide, that response time was 128.5 days. So I'm sure there may be more specific questions that some of you have, and I would be happy to answer anything. Thank you.
Thanks. Yes. Nice work. Do you include, in the past we learned that the statistics that we receive on ones that are pending are not those ones that are held in abeyance? Is there some distinction drawn between those that are waiting for other agencies or not? Is that just some...
Yeah, no, for...
Thing about my imagination.
No, it's a good question. They do ask us to talk individually about FOIA requests that are in consultation with other agencies, but that doesn't toll our clocks. So all of that time is attributed to the FEC for any of those.
Something sits along for a year or two, we count that in our figures like that.
We do.
It's averaged in the year. It's actually closed. So if one was pending for 5 years, that gets thrown on, and obviously will bust your average a little bit.
Yep, but if something's open, what do you do? You count the amount of time that's being run while it's sitting, awaiting another. Because it seems to me we'll have one or two that are may never.
We do have several. It's our policy to. I won't say nag other agencies, but to consistently request updates. We actually, I think I've mentioned this before, we're actually hiring for a new position within the admin law team that would do a lot of the FOIA and privacy work. And one of the gentlemen who we've interviewed who used to work for DOJ said that that was probably the hardest part of his job, was trying to deal with the other agencies, and sometimes that meant going to bosses and bosses, but it really is just that struggle of just trying to get in touch with someone and trying to get a straight answer. But every agency is working through these problems at their own speed, for us, we're very quick if DOJ or someone else asks us something, but fortunately, usually the questions to us are relatively simple. We have to rely on the other agencies.
Well, I apologize for not looking at this earlier, but what can we do to inform us whenever we receive a report along this line as to, okay, these much are being held in abeyance, and they've been in abeyance for 5 years or 2 years or 3 months, so that we can at least be sufficiently aware to see if we want to do something about it, or at least just be aware of the fact that they've fallen in a hole and possibly never to be heard from again. But I am also concerned about somebody who has a FOIA request, and we, for some reason, send over a portion of it to, say, DOJ, and as I understand, we keep the rest until we get it all.
Correct.
And I'm not too sure I'm comfortable with that, because at some point that FOIA requester may be able to get a lot of information for what we might have.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Is that not the way it works?
I'm sorry, I was misinterpreting what you were saying. If there is something that needs to be sent out to another agency for consultation, but it's only part of what would be our response, we typically don't wait to send what is just our internal information. So there are a lot of pending FOIA responses. We've sent out at least one interim response. And so I believe on at least a couple of the consults, the only thing that we're waiting for is to hear back from the other agencies. That actually may be true of all the outstanding consults. So, we do try and provide as much information as we can, knowing that it's going to take a little longer if we deal with
another. And you let them know that portion of it is being held up because of another agency?
Yes. Yeah, no, that is definitely part of the cover letter.
Do we ever say that we, I think I know the answer from a previous discussion, but we don't do this, but should we at some point say, we can't do this based upon what we know, we're not going to get this information to go apply yourself?
It's just not something that the FOIA sort of comprehends. Clearly, once you pass the 20-day period for response, the FOIA requester can go to court over that sort of thing. And, of course, that would get messy because we would be involved if you're talking about something where another agency is involved. We would have to get them involved somehow. And indeed, we have had recent litigation which has required making sure that we got back FOIA records from another agency so that we could provide that in the course of the litigation. So typically, if you tell another agency that there's pending litigation, they go a little faster. But there's nothing that the agency can do to say, okay, you know, we've waited 5 years for, you know, this department to get back to us. It's now out of our hands. It's just part of the process.
But how many cases are pending like that?
I tried to go through everything. I think that in terms of consults, there are either three or four, so it's not that many. It just happens that some of them are the oldest ones we have. So when we do get something back from them, it will take off a couple of really old FOIA requests. So that would be very nice.
So you have, are most of them DOJ?
No, actually, I think, I know that the one that we've been waiting the most on is with the State Department, and I believe we have several there. And I don't want to, I'm not trying to point them out, but they are routinely regarded as sort of the department that takes the longest time. And you can sort of understand it based on the fact that, I mean, I know we sent them stuff that was in Thai and in Spanish, and, you know, someone has to translate that. So it's just, you know, it's part of the puzzle. Sometimes that's what happens. But we have, actually, on the oldest one, we have gotten something like, I think it was like 600, 700 pages back from them. So we're just waiting for about 30 or 40 more pages. So we're very close. But
interesting.
Yeah.
So did I understand? I get what kind of under, did, not sure I understood it completely. I thought you said there are four outstanding like this. But then you said several with the State Department.
Yeah, and I may not have all of them. I tried to go through all of this. It's one, two of the State Departments.
And one had, like, I think, wasn't the one with several other agencies?
Yeah, there's currently one that we had to send to 14 different agencies, and I think we've gotten five back. But I think in terms of these old, well, in terms of any of the backlogged, So in terms of the backlogged FOIAs, there are four that are on consult, three of them to the State Department, one to the Office of Management and Budget. As I said, we've definitely gotten stuff from both of those before. It's just a matter of waiting for them and, you know, being relatively consistent about reminding them that, oh, yeah, we have something pending with you.
Do we ever notify the requester to say, are you still interested?
Yes.
Good, because I just wonder if maybe
we've actually
gone. And
I think we've actually been able to cross one of the ones that was in the agency statistics that we sent to you at the end of FY17 that's already been closed based on a still interested letter. So, yeah, we do try and do that. Sometimes we're successful. Other times we're able to further narrow what they're looking for, which can be very helpful.
Thanks. Thank you, Mr. Goodman.
Greg, you said that in our averages for completing requests, a case, I'm calling a FOIA request, completion doesn't go into that number until it's completed?
Correct, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So if we have old outstanding FOIA requests, they aren't in our averages yet.
That's correct.
So when they are completed, our average is probably going to shoot up.
It's going to shoot up, absolutely.
So our average on a complex request right now is 458 days?
Fines are correct.
I'm looking at page, I don't see page numbers.
No, there probably aren't.
It's D, section D of the report?
Yeah, so the report actually gets submitted via an online web page.
I see.
This is just a printout.
But the average for a complex one is 458
mm-hmm.
days.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
And on simple ones, it's 294 days.
Yeah.
Okay. And in looking at the 10 oldest pending requests before the agency, I see requests going back to 2011 that have not been completed, and that's 1,583 days.
Correct. Yeah.
And I see the one.
And that one is with the State Department. Just
I was going to walk through that. And one is goes back 1,014 days, and you say four of the. So you've given the report requires us to give the 10 oldest requests, right?
Yeah.
Right, Greg? Okay.
Yes.
So four of those are pending. Other agencies' consultations.
I believe so. The one from OMB may not have gotten to its place on the 10th oldest.
So number 11 still might be a pretty old one waiting OMB.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's certainly possible.
So you think of this oldest 10, there might be three that are held up because they're awaiting the State Department review.
Yeah. I mean, I'd have to go back.
You can't identify which ones of these?
I know the oldest one is.
So the one that was dated June, we have a FOIA request dated June 9, 2011. That's one, as of the date this report was written, was 1,583 days old, and that's held up at the State Department.
Correct.
Does that mean we have probably produced some records?
Oh, yeah, we've produced a lot of records.
Of the 10 oldest pending FOIA requests, can you identify the others that are held up at the State Department?
Okay. Let's see. It looks like from my records that it's only two of them, and it would be the oldest and the 10th oldest.
Meaning the one dated August 7, 2013?
Correct.
Okay, so eight of our old cases here are not awaiting another agency's consultation?
That is my understanding, yes.
We have a request dated October 18, 2012. It's over 1,230 days old. Do you know offhand who that is?
Yes. It is a request for documents related to contracts for our IT systems. And it's from, I assume, an attorney from Holland and Knight.
Why haven't we concluded it?
I don't know. I can't answer that right here. With a lot of these, there has been a bottleneck that, as I said, you know, we're hiring someone to be specifically in charge of FOIA and Privacy Act processes.
I'm sorry, and I thought, Greg, who currently is in charge of the FOIA operation?
I am, and Kate's our main point person, but we're bringing in a devoted staff person who would help us, because right now all my staff have to do countless other things throughout the day, and we don't have anyone who's 100% devoted to the FOIA and Privacy Act. We're doing all kinds of other things. And then my understanding about the IT contracts is that there has been some difficulty culling together all the information from other sources, from our CFO's office, etc. There's been some hang-ups there. So,
okay. Robert, you sounds like you have the list. What's the July 25th, 2013 request for?
Yeah, that is an ongoing request about all materials and documents related to MER-6234. Off the top of my head, I can't remember which one that is.
Have we closed MER-6234? Do you know?
I believe we have. This is a request from Mr. McGinley.
Okay.
Yes, that's the yes.
Have we made a partial production to Mr. McGinley? If
he has received quite a lot of stuff.
I think yes. I'm assuming it's
somebody else by now.
Well, yeah,
that's one of the problems.
That is a question.
I think it was a pretty significant production, if I recall,
with
that
him.
Particular.
I'm sorry.
If I'm remembering which one. That relates to that. I think there's been a significant production.
Yes, yeah. Okay. There was.
Has there been a partial production?
Exactly. Yeah.
Has there been a partial production on the contracts for IT to the Holland and Knight requester?
I believe so, but I can check.
Okay. August 7, 2013, pending over 1,039 days. What was the subject of that one?
Right. So that one is all records to and from Congress since January 1st, 2009 regarding any pending enforcement actions. So my understanding of that is that it's a matter of collecting all of those records.
They'd be here in the agency, right?
They would, yeah.
We haven't been able to collect those in 1,039 days?
I don't know.
Okay.
All I have here is that it's just pending. My feeling is that we've certainly collected some.
Have we made partial production on that one?
That I don't know. I would assume so, but I can, of course, get back to you on that as well.
August, there are three requests on August 7. Are they all the same or from the same requester?
No. I will go through. They are the same requester.
Okay, same request, but different subjects.
Yeah, different subjects. So one is a request for anything with the... Well, a request of disciplinary records that had certain particular keywords. Another
employee disciplinary records?
I assume so.
I mean, why wouldn't we just deny that under an exemption to FOIA?
I don't know.
And close it.
Right. No, I see where you're going. I do. I don't know exactly whether that was just stuff that can be easily denied. My feeling is that it couldn't or it would have been off of here quickly. Mm-hmm. There's another one, and again, the list that I have is not does not make direct quotes from what they requested, but it's records related to the development of policies and procedures. So I don't know how general that was. Another was requesting records about various studies, evaluations related to use of the internet.
You're talking about these are all the August 7?
I'm just going down the list. Yeah.
What date are we on now, August?
We're still on the 7th.
Okay, we're August still on 7th. One requester on the 7th.
Yeah.
Studies on the internet? You mean political speech on the internet? Or
that has been a subject of discussion. Let's see. We're talking about now 8:23. There have been a couple that have had multiple interim releases, but dealt with the connection with the IRS and nonprofit political activities that was sort of. Covered.
Which date is that one? Is that the August 23rd?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Does this go back to, for lack of a better term, are these requests about the
Lois Lerner?
The focus on yes. consultations between this agency, Department of Justice, and IRS?
It wasn't consultations, but it was part of the whole set of requests going as far as the congressional requests and subpoenas about any and all information that the FEC had related to Ms. Lerner. As I recall, this request was asking for some of that information that was generated by us in response to the congressional requests, but it appears that there is still a little more to that.
We have other documents, what, regarding?
We made our responses to Congress, and I think that fulfilled everything that they wanted. I'm not sure. It appears that whatever this requester wanted was different enough that it wasn't part of whatever we were able to provide Congress.
Okay. There may be other Lois Lerner documents in the building. Is that what we're saying?
No, I don't think so. Because, at least again, from what I have here, it is not specific to Lois Lerner.
Oh, okay.
So it may have included other interactions with
between
the IRS.
This agency and the IRS.
Yeah.
Okay, interactions with the IRS. Yeah. And you think we've made some partial?
From my records, we've made at least 4 interim releases of documents to that requester.
Okay. 8/28/2013?
Yes, that is pending with the State Department.
That one's a State Department?
Yeah, and we have made one interim release. Just in terms of reading, this is something that...
By the way, I'm sorry, Robert.
Yeah.
I'm seeing in the 10 oldest requests, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 requests, all dated August 7, 2013, but they're out of order.
Right. So this is actually something that Commissioner Weintraub and Tom Moore had noticed, too. The problem, and this is something that Candace Sally has to talk to OIP about every year because it's a little tricky, but some of them had tolling. So the request by this chart is created by OIP, and so they want it in a very particular format. And so they want it by number of days pending, and these are pending perfected requests.
Yes.
So some of them got tolled for some period of time.
I see. So they're not as old in our hopper from the date of perfection.
Correct.
Understood. Now, yeah. if I move off the oldest 10 list.
Yeah.
By the way, when were these dates calculated? These days, 1014, 1000. Are these the outstanding days as of today or as of a month or two ago?
Well, this is as of the end of FY17, so
September
30th.
So you could add almost 60 days onto all these day numbers here at this point. Okay. And so when we conclude any of these, our average number of days of 450, I take it all these would be considered complex requests?
Yeah.
Okay. So our average number of days of 458 is actually much higher than 458 when you start adding in these 10 as well as I take it we have some that are around 1,000 days old that haven't even made the top 10 list.
Let's see. Let me just look at the scores. It's close.
It'll definitely have an adverse impact, particularly on the average for complex matters, because for overall, we obviously have the benefit of the simple ones that we can close mm-hmm. out like within a couple of days. You could offset a couple of long ones. But in the complex bunch, you know, that average is going to take even a bigger hit. You're correct.
So the real average, I mean, I understand this is an accurate average given the methodology of this report, but if you were to expand that methodology to add into the average number of days pending for matters that have been closed and that are still open, our average is probably going to be closer to 600 days, maybe 2 years?
It's possible, yeah.
Okay. Let me ask about another number,
I'm sorry. Yes. Were you specifically talking about that chart at D, the pending?
Yeah, I was looking at 458, trying to understand how that number interfaces with these 10 longest cases.
Right. So what that chart is for every pending perfected request that we currently have that's pending. So it does not include anything we closed over the course of FY17.
Oh, yeah.
So the 458
is closed matters.
No, actually, those are all open. They're all pending.
So the 10 oldest are in the 458
yes,
number.
Yes, correct.
Well, that's helpful to know.
Correct.
Good.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, good, yeah.
Then let me ask about a couple pages earlier. I guess it's under Roman numeral 6, section C, 10 oldest pending administrative appeals.
Yes.
And we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 old appeals. Well, one's not too old.
right.
But we have some 2000. Are those pending before the commission?
No. The reason we've kept them is because and the commission has dealt with each of the appeals. But with some of them, the determination ended up being that we would continue producing documents on those underlying FOIA requests. So the appeal remains open in that
until
sense.
We complete the request?
Correct.
And we have one that's 1,403 where an appeal was granted and we still haven't completed document production?
Is that the McGinley one?
I believe so.
Yeah.
So Mr. McGinley appealed, won his appeal, and hasn't got all of his documents.
No, it's more complicated than that. I would put in the category of it's up to us to, and we've tried to in various ways, just try to confirm that it's closed. If there's any, because I don't believe there's anything else left for us to produce.
Is that the same case with some of these others? I get that one. That one and may be closed, and we just haven't officially closed it on the books.
Yeah, and there was a failure. None of the motions on that appeal had four votes, so it's in a kind of sui generis.
Is that in the same with some of these other old appeals that we think they're completed, or are we still working on some of those other appeals to provide the documents?
I can't give you an answer for all of the or for the those three other ones that are over 13 days. Mm-hmm. I do know that there is one of them that I am working on where yes, there is still we questioned whether the requester still wanted more documents. This is Neil Reif was the requester, and we're still going through everything. And you know, most of the time, the length of the process is not necessarily in terms of gathering the documents, but it's in terms of reviewing them and applying the redactions and going through the legal process. So I believe that's where we are on that one.
One last question, Mr. Chairman. Do I owe you any documents right now on any open FOIA request? I've been pretty good about responding to Mr. Hajar. But
I do not believe so.
Okay. Let me know if I do.
And indeed, thank you to Commissioner Peterson for and Theo for being proactive and making sure that they knew what they needed to get to us, and we were able to figure some of that stuff out. No, I believe that in terms of requests waiting for something from the commissioners, the number is near zero. I'd have to go back and make a complete look, but we're not, as far as I can tell, we're not waiting on you guys for, if it is, it's for one or two cases. And, you know, I mean, that's on us to remind you. So we'll do that.
If I may, Mr. Chair, I just so the commission knows, I mean, we've, the better part of Robert and I's work week is focusing on the backlog and different ways to address it. And of course, you know, the number one plan that we had a while back that will come to fruition shortly is that dedicated staff for FOIA and Privacy Act matters, which we believe will help considerably. You know, and like I said, I mean, it's going to be a quarter by quarter thing, but you know, it's certainly our goal to keep on improving and putting the resources necessary to chip away at it. So, you know, we appreciate the commission's interest and support in doing that. So, thank you,
Mr. Chairman.
Commissioner Peterson.
Yeah, thank you. We're certainly, on the commission level, certainly not oblivious to the avalanche that you are often under in terms of the numbers of the requests, not only the sheer numbers of the requests, but the complexity of many of them and the document-intensive nature of many of them and sometimes the extent of these searches that have to be undertaken. And it's always a case that when you're trying to dig yourself out of a hole and dirt keeps on getting dumped in by the shovel load, it's a daunting task. And I know that that you and Ms. Higginbotham have been engaged in a very difficult undertaking and a very labor intensive undertaking. But the efforts that that you make in this field are much appreciated. It's a difficult it's a difficult situation that you're in because again of the sheer volume and I just wanted to note the efforts that you've made and the appreciation that I have for those efforts.
Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Anything further? No, I'll join in that. I think you did a very good job with considering the amount of requests that come into us. And I think to me, some of the volume of the requests, some requests require so much information that I don't see how you get it done. I did have one question, though. Weren't we going to get some equipment that was going to help really speed this up? And you've got another person coming, and is that going to be enough to keep you going for a couple of years? Or what do you need?
In fact, we are just, as part of our non-FOIA duties in admin law, we're just going through hopefully the last review of the contract for the software, the e-discovery software that we'll be using to process a lot of the FOIA requests, ones that request emails, which is a large number of them. We'll finally have a dedicated system to doing that. It seems like from talking with OCIO, they're very excited about its ease of use. And I know we're very excited about being able to gather the quantities of requested documents in a relatively quick fashion and have it all in front of us so we can go through it and do our reviews. So yeah, that is another thing that should really help us, and I expect that that will assist us in our backlog as well.
So person power, how are we doing then?
Person power, you know, as Greg
said, I'm getting sensitized here.
Yeah, you know, as Greg said, you know, we're going to have someone who's a dedicated FOIA responder, and the people we're interviewing all have significant experience in handling FOIA backlogs. So I'm really excited about that. That they'll have some good experience coming in, knowing how to help an agency get through some of this stuff. So next year, hopefully, this list will be a lot shorter, and maybe there won't even be 10 oldest cases, but we'll see.
Well, there will always be 10 oldest.
Well,
it's all relative.
That's so clear.
10 oldest backlog. Anyway.
Hopefully, there'll be three numbers and not four days in the numbers. Yes.
We'll do our best.
You know, the other part of the equation is currently, and granted, it's only for this 3-month period when Kate isn't here, but we're down Ms. Higginbotham, and of course Mr. Hahn just left, so we're down another attorney too. But my feeling is that when Kate returns, and especially when we hire this new person, which I assume will be early in the calendar year, as early as we can get it, then we'll be at essentially full strength.
But you'll be at the same person power strength because you're losing one, adding one, but you need more. I guess that was what.
Yes. It would be slightly more. Yeah.
And based on my assessment of the resources necessary to do all of our responsibilities, I do feel like that we would definitely want to replace the staff attorney who left, in addition to the newly created position, to be in a position to put a dent in our numbers. Because for some, and this is not an excuse, but like a year and a half ago and beyond, I mean, we had two staff attorneys for a while there, and you know, the impact of that was pretty devastating for a lot of the programs. So I want to stay away from getting in that position again.
Thanks. Anything further?